Welcome to Flawless Conversations. We're diving into how mindset can shift your life, your purpose. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Flawless Conversations, where identity meets impact and power. I'm your host, Tamika Jones, Air Force veteran, author, speaker, and your identity and confidence coach. I am dedicated to helping individuals, corporations, heal, grow, and lead on a transformative, purpose-driven experience. I truly believe real confidence is built through alignment of the mind, body, and spirit. Now let me say this. This is not surface level conversation. This is where leaders come to tell it all. The pressure, the pivots, the lessons behind the success. Because over here, we don't perform. Hey, I'm sitting down with a powerful, powerful entrepreneur who helped countless organizations and people through life and start building with. Let's welcome Wayanata Carter Foster. She is known as the Purpose Designer Coach, an entrepreneur, a travel business owner, and the founder of the Purpose Warrior. Through her coaching, leadership development, and business strategies, she helped entrepreneurs, ministries, and professionals create sustainable businesses, build multiple streams of income, and design a life that reflects. Ms. Carter Foster, welcome to Flawless Conversations. Now, on this show, I walk every guest through my signature flaws method because I believe this. They built this. And this isn't about fixing anyone. Right? It's not about fixing anyone. It's about remembering who you are and rising in it. It's about remembering who you've always been beneath the pressure, the expectations, and the identity you thought you needed to perform. Sit, love it, accept it, work through it, and in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we're ready to step in. Ms. Carter Foster, thank you for being here again.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Now let's get down to the nitty gritty stuff, right? Not the polished version, right? But the truth. Before purpose becomes visibility, right? We have to face what drives us. What face the fears, the pressures, the survival, or our calling, right? So we look back. When you look back, I'm sorry, on your journey, what was the about the difference between being busy and being purposeful? Because there is a difference, right?
So, thank you so much. Great question.
Yes.
Listen, I had some notes. And so when I thought about my purpose or the journey, on my own journey doing this, I had to remember that I had to be in alignment.
Yes.
I had to understand that my purpose and what I'm moving and what I'm called to do. And so that's what I had to do. But it's not about being busy. It's about keep moving. A lot of people don't think I'm busy work. But we have to be intentional with our work. And so that's what I faced on my journey. Being intentional, making sure that I'm not just being busy, but my purpose is in alignment with what I'm called to do. So
right. And a lot of times we get so distracted by the busyness, right, of the world.
Yes.
And I find myself moving and grooving and doing all the things, but at the end of the day I ask myself, what was I doing? So there is a difference between being intentional, and I love it. And just the busy woes of the world. Yes. So what is the biggest sign that someone has built an unfulfilled life versus an aligned life? Because, you know, there's a difference between unfulfilled life and an aligned life. So what is one of the biggest signs or tell-alls that you see in people, or how you know to where someone says, "Oh, I'm feeling a fulfilled life," but in all actuality, it's a empty, unfulfilled life.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's their consistency.
Okay.
They're tired, but they're not fulfilled, right? They have a schedule, but it's full of what unnecessary stuff. It ain't bringing no type of purpose to them or nothing. And when you go back and you still go back home and your spirit is tired and you're like, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
If you were just doing something. So it's not aligned. So you want to make sure that your schedule is aligned with what you're doing and what your purpose is. So when you go to bed at night,
yes,
you can feel accomplished. And a lot of times people don't understand that. They just think, oh, as long as I stay busy, I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. No, but make sure that you're being busy doing the stuff that you love doing. And that's the important thing about it.
Yes. Yeah. That fulfilled life, right? Purpose-driven life. I love it.
Yes.
And that's your ministry,
empty,
right?
Yes.
That's
you don't want to feel empty at the end of the day. You want to feel like I accomplished something. I did something for today.
And what is an example? Can you give us an example of a purpose-driven life versus someone or a life that's unfulfilled?
Yes. For example, like, you know, just showing up for everything that really matters. And for when I say that, it's like when you, I'm going to use me for example, coming here. I knew I was coming here. This is something perfect. This is something meaningful to me. And by me doing that, I was able to do some type of I did a workshop on yesterday.
Oh, wow. So that's purpose.
It's a purpose. I was intentional. So yes. I knew I was coming here. I have a team.
Yes.
It's here in Houston. I said, let's make this an opportunity to where I'm helping my team as well. I just don't want to just come here and I don't mm-hmm. see my team here and help mm-hmm. them as well. Mm-hmm. And by me doing that, I gained a new business partner. So yeah, you want to make sure that everything that you're doing is in alignment with what you're already doing and have going on, so you don't feel burned out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And in those moments, we create the momentum to keep going, right?
Yes.
We create the momentum to keep going. So was there a moment when you realized you could no longer build your life around productivity alone? Was there a moment when you realized that?
Yes. As soon as I got started.
Just
I knew.
Right.
I have a background in HR management. And
okay.
So I knew the importance of having a team. I was an HR director.
Okay.
And so I knew the importance of having a team. I'm very good at delegating.
Mm.
I could delegate so many tasks and so many things because I understand kingdom. First off, mm-hmm. I understand the fact that the Bible, I'm sorry, this is not Bible, nope. But I'm a preacher.
Let's go.
But the Bible says it's better for two people to walk together than alone.
Yes.
And so we think about it's about being marriage. No, that's in every areas mm-hmm. of our
when
life.
When 2 and 3 are gathered,
We're gathered,
yes.
Right? And so he's in the mix. And so we want to make sure that even in business, you can't do it by yourself.
You can't.
Jesus had 12 disciples. I never understood what people think I got to do something myself. When you're going through hard times or tribulations, I hope I'm asking your question. Yes. But if Jesus had 12 disciples, he knew I couldn't do it by myself. So why do you think having a business, you can't do it by yourself? So, yeah.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah, and you that's what networking is for, right? And that's what building, fostering relationships and sisterhoods and communities like yours, right? That's what that's all about, because we cannot do it by ourselves.
No.
We can't, and that's where burnout
happens,
right?
Yes.
Frustration, right? Broken relationships, right? Your faith starts to dwindle, right?
Yes.
Because we're trying to do it all solo, and it doesn't work like that.
No.
Right?
No.
We weren't intended to be solo, alone,
no.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Hence, Adam and Eve. Hence, yeah, right? So if someone is watching or listening to the show, and they are exhausted, overwhelmed, and out of alignment, what's the first truth they need to admit to themselves?
They exhausted, number one.
What if they don't realize? Maybe that's their norm, right?
And it's their normal. They're so used to doing everything, so they're not taking care of themselves. But they say yes to too many things. And we can't say yes. It's no. I have learned, Tamika Jones, that no is a sentence.
It's a complete sentence. It's a complete. It don't mean nothing at the end. Period.
Nothing.
It's a complete sentence.
It's a complete sentence.
Yes.
And you,
I love it.
I am now understanding
it.
by being in ministry, and I have been a preacher's kid all my life, I have seen how my parents were just doing everything all the time. And I'm like, listen, y'all have to say no sometimes. If it's not aligned with what you're already doing, why we're doing it? If it doesn't make sense to you at this time, it's no. And it's okay to say no.
It's okay.
And we're saying yes to too many things that is not giving us purpose or serving our calling purpose. So yes. I would say that. Know what your yes is and know what your no is.
And stand on it.
Yes.
You have to, because boundaries. And when I coach women, same with you, you know, we talk to women or even men or organizations, right? We have to set those healthy boundaries.
Yes.
Else the burnout will take place. Right. So that's what facing your truth and your fears look like and sound like. And truth creates traction. So stay right here, because up next we're stepping into love it. And we're also talking about the confidence, self-worth, and what it means to expand without burning out. We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Let's go. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Stay connected to the Media TV favorite show, live or on demand, anytime. Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS, and unlock non-stop bilingual program in Spanish. On the move, catch the podcast kw.nowmedia.tv. Welcome. We're stepping into L and my signature floss method. Love it, because how I value myself will always show. Build and what I allow to become normal in my life. This is not about the hustle or the applause, right? This piece. Mm-hmm. This segment is about confidence. Not destroy you. We're talking about most. We're also talking about boundaries that we first talked about in the first segment. And self-worth. So, Ms. Carter Foster, so many people say screams of income, but they are already open. Mindset shift that has to happen before healthy expansion is even possible.
This, I love this topic. This is so good. What happened was, because people don't understand that, right? But you have to understand what you need.
Mm.
Do you need structure, or do you need multiple streams of income at this moment?
Gotcha.
You probably need some type of standard within your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Expansion without foundation leads to burn.
Again.
I will say it again. Expansion without foundation leads to burnout, and you don't want that.
Yes.
You want to make sure you have structures, and I teach people how to have structure, give you that structure, give you that foundation. It's called onboarding process.
Yes.
I told you I have a travel business, and I created a onboarding
process.
You to walk through, especially if you have never had an entrepreneur, you had a business, your mindset. So
yes.
You have to have that foundation.
And I totally believe that. So I'm glad you said that, because having that onboarding or that's key to building any business,
yes.
Right? And having that mindset to say, okay, start, and not jumping in, head first,
right?
The money.
Yes.
Right. And so many people do that in businesses, and it doesn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So the onboarding, and I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Actually look like for a woman or a man who wants more but refuses to lose his or her self in the process.
Yes, it's about
clarity. Yes, ma'am.
It's about boundaries. It's about being consistency. It's about you want to protect your peace, and it's okay to have those healthy boundaries. Make sure you're very clear on what your vision, where you're going. You want to protect your peace because their peace and building intentional. Emotional. You cannot be emotional. You have to be very intentional when checking that. And it's okay because we do a lot. Know what your peace is and stand on your clarity.
Your inability may look like you going through hard times, right? You're not reaching your goal, your monthly goal that you thought you were going to reach, that 10K a month, right?
Right.
It's just maybe have a bad month, and the next month may be a good month, but not giving up. Like to stay persistent and be. So you hit it. You said it all. You said it all. You said it all. How, whether or not they are ready to add stream of income, or if they just need a better structure. Coach someone to say, hey sis, you ain't ready for this next line. Because I wish I had that, right? Because when I first started my business, I jumped into all these things. Oh, I'm a life t-shirt brand owner, all things women empowerment. Oh no, I'm a jumping into all these things, but I found myself not having. You tell someone like me who had all the vision, all the ideas, right? But just forgot about the simple thing, which is the structure, the foundation.
Yes, yes. I was just like you. I had so many visions and didn't know which way to go.
Right.
But you have to know what you have first.
Okay.
Know what you have first. And if it's not consistent, then yes, you're going to be all over the place.
Yes.
So you want to get organized. That's why the scriptures tell us write the vision and make it plain. You want to write your vision out. Down. For example, I walked into my ministry and I walked into, I've been on mission over 20 years. And said, God, what is it? Because I tried to run from my ministry. I'm going to be very honest. I did not want it at all. I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Okay. Right?
God, I said, God, you want me? I'm a preacher. You're telling me I'm supposed to be a preacher. And he had me to write out and had me to women entrepreneurs, men entrepreneurs. And I'm so glad that he did because it gave me that foundation of what I'm supposed to walk in. And so by me doing that, I wrote my vision out. And guess what? Now everything is falling. So now I'm fulfilling my vision. So yeah, just know what you have right now, and time is going to fall in place.
So what would you tell, is that what I'm hearing you say?
Start with the structure.
Okay,
start
the foundation.
Start with what you have. You see now let's just put those visions on paper and this first. I'm gonna do this because that don't mean that it's not going to happen. To put things in place. Okay, this year I'm going to be here. The next year I'm going to be there. So that's why we say business plan. Give yourself action steps to follow, a checklist.
Yeah, those SMART goals. I'm a nurse too, so yeah, I love SMART goals. So how would you? So you would tell me to write someone who's listening who wants to start their business, but all over the place, have so many things on their mind. Down, or it may just be in your mind. You're saying take a step back, be clear on which one you want to start with, and you're okay. And what about the piece where we talked about in the first segment, networking, that one or two are gathered, right?
Yes.
Right. So what about that part?
And then you just and you get with your network.
Okay. That's like-minded, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah, like-minded individuals. You want to get around like-minded because you're telling people, it's you telling people all about your vision, where you are. They still stuck. You can't talk to them.
The blind leading the blind.
You got to keep you going. Because right now you said all of this, you got, I'm an author. I want to be a t-shirt. I want to be a motivated speaker. All to happen because you want a vision and God wouldn't give you the dream wasn't going to come to pass. Have to know, but you have nowhere to start. Right. And for me, I didn't know I was going to own a travel business.
That part, yeah.
I didn't know that, but I knew that travel benefits that I get as a travel agent. And so I was like, okay, God, and okay, I'm going to be going out into the field. I'm going to be talking to people and speaking to people. Some dividends. So I was able to do that and not knowing now people in the travel business. So you just got to start.
Yeah. Yes. Once you start, like you said, setting your goals, being clear about what you're doing, right? And being intentional about what you're doing, right? That alignment starts to take place. And you start to see, and the pieces of the puzzle starts to, because a lot of times we have one piece over here, another piece of the puzzle over here, and we try to connect it, but wait in God's divine timing for everything.
Yes. So good. Yes. So good.
For the slowing down, because we all do. We don't want to take naps. We don't want to. So for that woman or man who feels guilty with slowing down, right? What boundary to put in place immediately to protect his or her peace and their purpose?
Yes, your non-negotiables. What are your non-negotiables? What does that look like? I know for me, my non-negotiables are, listen, I'm working hours. Mm-hmm. I am doing this between this time. This is family time doing this. I wish I would have did that in the beginning of my career when I was starting my business.
Yes.
I didn't put those boundaries in place. Early, even with your family.
Yes.
Even with your family, say, hey, listen, this is our time, but during these times, this is that. Because you deserve to have your peace protected. Mm-hmm. As an entrepreneur, we on the go. We are especially want to slow down and you want to give up, but you have to tap into your vision, tap into that like-minded individuals, tap into your network of people that's like you, that's going to help you build you up as well.
Yes.
So you have to have that when you're doing this, because that's going to protect your time and it's going to protect your peace, because your time is valuable and so is your peace.
Woo! Love it. So if someone want to connect with you, how can they?
I'm on all social media platforms. It's my name, Juaniata Carter Foster. In the world.
Carter Foster, yes.
I'm on every, it's my name.
Beautiful.
You can
beautiful
also, my telephone number, it's also on there. I don't, business phone is my personal number as well, because
I love it. So stay with us, because accept it. And this is where faith business come together without compromise. Stay with us. We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back. We're now in the A in my flawless method. Accept it. This is where everything isn't about settling. It's about clarity. Stop being something I talk about, but become something I operate from. Alignment, which we've been talking about alignment, but this segment is about alignment as well. Obedience and the kind of leadership that refuses is losing itself privately. This is where purpose gets. And we're here with Miss Carter backwards.
That's right.
Is that okay? Okay. So what self before your faith and your purpose and your business could truly all mesh and work together?
Listen, this is a of it. We could be on this question all day, but we can't. We got time.
Yeah.
We don't have time. I had to accept that I couldn't do it all on my own.
Okay.
I had to accept that I had to accept that I'm a preacher. I had to accept that I'm a preacher's kid. So all those things, it took me some time to figure out. I had to surrender my own control. That he is going to order my steps and make sure I was going to be walking in his alignment. Did that, and I released and stepped back from my. And everything changed, and I didn't have to step together. Okay. When I let myself, sometimes we want to have control of everything. No, we don't have control over anything.
He had control.
And when I allowed that time, space for myself, and it's okay, and we're not going to separate the two. And that's why I freed myself.
Yes. And I knew a business coach who was as well, and she was struggling with trying to merge the two, right? Trying to find her audience, her target audience, and trying to also cultivate and continue to lean on, right, as a pastor. But she did it. She did it. But yes. I can imagine.
Because
everybody is on a job with.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So.
And you be. For me, I was so in the corporate space in HR, you could fit in anyway. So I don't know why I was trying to, you know, put this. And that's why I left corporate, because you cannot tell me when. You give everything else to everybody else, the power, but you guys don't have power over me. He does. When I had to come out of that mindset of my business, and it's okay for me to talk about my God in the way that I know how to talk to him and put him that, it was so grateful. Mm-hmm. And then talking to people, also entrepreneurs and also entrepreneurs of faith, I just surrounded myself with those women, and I'm natural now.
Yes. And it's so funny. I was sitting here thinking about a super dope t-shirt. Put God in your business.
Yes, yes.
Put them all in your business. And all in the tea.
All in there.
That's super cool. I away from my opportunity because it was profitable, but it didn't align for your vision.
Yes. Glad it happened early on in my career. It happened early on in business. It was a job that I really wanted. Mm-hmm. Tell you that it's a family base. This is a and the Holy Spirit and I didn't get that position. Why I didn't get that? And he was like, it was not gonna bring me. And I am so excited that God blocked that situation. It could have went a different way, and God blocked a lot of things, so where I wouldn't have to compromise my faith. So was so glad it happened early.
Yes, thank God for. Yes, and then too, we talk about, you know, we've been talking about God. Times or many times, all times, right? He gives discernment, right? And knowing when to go and when to stop and when to say yes. the position, right? And you probably would have been there a couple days. So you would have had that choice, right? To walk. You said God blocked it. And you went with it. You didn't force it. Because you could have called him and said, can you give me feedback on to, you know, and then you can have this position.
Yes.
Right? But, yeah, God said no. Right?
Yes.
And accept it.
Yes.
Accept it. Discern the difference between a good idea from a God-aligned assignment. This is good.
Yes, we all have good ideas. But a God alignment is an assignment that will stretch you. That I'm doing because it's stretching me out of my comfort zone. Never this space. When I thought about that, like a lot of things excite you as a good idea. Mm-hmm. But when you, I also am I. Another thing that I realized is a God alignment. On yesterday, I was on Becoming Her with my accountability partner that stretched me. So, like, I had to really go back and mm-hmm. I'm becoming her every day. Mm-hmm. And my subject was health and healing. Even stretched me because I never thought I would be in that space. That you might have a good idea. God is telling you mm-hmm. to do, and if it's not, then it's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And two, if it doesn't scare you, what my mentor say,
yes.
If you're not afraid to walk in that, it's not a big enough goal. It's not, you know, day things. Oh, let me just do this. Let me just do that. But it's not. You're not growing because. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So sometimes it has to scare you, right?
Yes.
But you have to move a stumbling block, right? But based on your limits, I can't do that. I'm not worthy enough. I don't supposed to be in that room. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right. What value? No matter how much pressure comes.
Listen, we got time. My peace, there is something that I will not build something to cost me my health, cost me emotion, mind, body, and spirit. I am not going to. I rather, it's all about alignment, and it also is about. And if it pulls me out of my purpose, then it's not for me. Out of my purpose. I don't want to the hand of God to come off of me. Very intentional on what I do and say. I was like the person, okay, God, just now that I'm in this big age of 21 plus.
21.
And leaning more into my peace and for me, and okay. I value that a lot. Integrity, okay. All of that. The biggest things for me.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Aspiring entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs who's been in it for years too, don't compromise on your pieces.
Compromise.
That the biggest.
Don't compromise. That I am very big when it comes to integrity. Your integrity is I don't have to anyone. I don't have to get over on nobody. Mm-hmm. Your peace, and it's going to give you peace if you don't have. I'm very big on those two.
Oh, I love it. And the commander got up, and you know, our service before self, integrity first, and excellence in all we do. Listed the two core values, excellence in all we do and service before self. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. He forgot the integrity.
Mm-hmm.
good. So, because that's, you know, eat, sleep, breathe, it's indoctrinate in us. After that commander's call, I kind of looked at him like, I don't care. But what's really good, right? Integrity is huge. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. Because alignment brings clarity. And clarity makes the next. Up next, we're stepping into execution and expansion. And step in your purpose. Because purpose is about movement. It's about potential. Continue in continuity and also more to come on Flawless Conversations.
Yes.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations. We're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Stay connected to your TV favorite show, live or on demand. And download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop English and in Spanish. On the move at www.nowmedia.com. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Visible, because purpose without discipline. This is the W and S in my flaws method. 3, 2, 1, step into it. Step into your purpose. And this is where we talk about execution, courage, and what it takes. And finally give themselves permission to grow. Not perform, not prove, but expand. So man, what was the biggest internal struggle with both women and men? What is their struggle? What is the... also when they know their call for more, limitations that they set on themselves.
Right. And versus identity.
Mm. Okay.
They don't want to identify. They know their call. They feel, they know the calling. They know what they have. They know what they're supposed to be doing. They're worthy or not.
That's it, the worthiness.
And because society has taught us to get a job. All of that, but they never taught us how to be wealthy. Mm-hmm. They never taught us how to be entrepreneurial, okay, to have more, you know, be content. A lot of people get comfortable and that's not it.
But didn't you see a lot of people culturally and in the religion, be content or be don't and I'm like, no, God said ask and it shall be given. I can have it abundantly and overflow and overfilled and I'm not going to agree with you on that, Mama Sir. Thank you, but it's the mindset, right? And like you said, it's sometimes it's our environment, sometimes it's a husband or a wife that says these things, and sometimes we make up our own story and say we're not worthy enough and don't deserve X, Y, and Z, right? Our mindset, like you said.
Yeah, and I never understood it to me in the faith-based world. Entrepreneurs.
Break that down for me.
they all... worked in the vineyard, but they all worked together and they were all entrepreneurs. And we are telling people in that, oh, you're doing too much. You shouldn't do that. Why you are? No, but God, and He ain't on limits. He's a limitless God. So yeah,
I agree. If we're saying we're that spiritual body and we solely believe in things, right? We manifest the things that. Yeah, I agree. So why do so many men and women wait for permission to expand instead of owning the vision? Because a lot of times we have the vision, right? But we that self question too. Go ahead. Expand on it.
It's because we are so conditioned. We are and we want to seek validation. And He validates us. Mm-hmm. If He gave you the vision, mm-hmm. then He qualified you. Mm-hmm. My is the validation, not mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. And so we have to learn to give us permission when God already gave us permission.
Hey.
I'm gonna pause there right there.
Hey, just drop it right there. Yeah. I'm not a Bentley. I don't need to be validated. I don't need a validation. I'm not a Bentley or Audi. I'm not a car.
Yeah.
You're right?
Yeah.
That's super funny. So what's one practical step someone can tell that they're playing small in an area where to lead? And I can attest to this one too, but I'm allow you to go ahead.
Start showing up publicly. Start being in that space where you are called to be. So I had to learn that first woman, and when I walk try to like push people. And my mentor told me, Wani, first of all, your name's recognized, and then you're tall, and then you bring attention. Stop trying to push mm-hmm. people in the front, all of that, because me anyway. And she said, that's why you need to stay in. Brought me in the rooms with her. And so because of that, every day, mm-hmm. not to shrink in those spaces mm-hmm. where I'm called to be.
I love it. So that's what you're telling our audience to do, is just
don't shrink.
Stand up, stand out.
Unique thing that you have about you, those qualities, mm-hmm. it's needed. I was, you know, I'm always loud. And I don't be trying to be obnoxious. Personality is there. Mm-hmm. Some people have a loud personality. Smoking, you ain't weak or nothing like that. I don't mean that you're weak. Spirit. Yes. People might not like me because I'm too loud. Mm-hmm. Okay, walk in it.
Mm-hmm. We shrink or and for me it was public. You know, I'm an introvert. I use all these excuses, right, for me for not stepping out and using my voice and my flaws, right? Because
yes.
It's our superpower, right? Mm-hmm. I struggle with my Keisha, ooh, the lazy eye, all the things that we beat ourselves. Those are our flaws, but those are our superpowers. Us make us unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is me. I can't change anything about this. It's funny because I did a meme the other day, a post about a pig. We can put lipstick. We can even give the pig. We can do all the things to make this pig. What is it?
Still a pig.
Fear comparison or guilt shows up. How do you coach individuals or businesses and keep them moving business or themselves?
So I their assignment.
Love it.
I have them to, when people come for my coaching, I have them to give me their vision, write their vision. If they don't know it, I help them. What is it you want? It doesn't matter what it looks like right now. Give me everything. Mm-hmm. And if you tell me that this is my vision is to bring 10K a month. Okay, that's what we're going to work on. If you come and tell me that I want to just build something for my family, have legacy, mm-hmm. all of that. And so I have them do that. And then they're, why are you doing what you do? Why do you want to do this? Why is it that you love helping people? Why? Why is you want to be wealthy? What is it that you want to do? And so when they give me all of that, because your why should make you cry.
Mm.
And so if your why don't make you cry, it's not big enough.
Mm, okay.
And so I really help them to understand it. So when they get out, they
cry, you know, meaning joy, excitement.
Excitement. All those things. Okay. All those different things.
Yes, yes.
You know, my why is my family. Everybody in my family is going to be wealthy. And wealthy looks different from everybody.
Yes.
My mother, retire my husband, all those different things is my why. And it brings me to tears, not weeping, but bring me to joy. And so, with that being said, I bring them back to their assignment and I help them to stay focused on life. Mm. Life is always going to happen. You're going to give up every time your nail break. You're going to give up every time life happens. Mm. Life happens for all of us. But what is the main thing that you said that you're going to do? And don't let that main thing, your why, also deter you from your future.
Mm.
So you can't have both. You got to pick a struggle. So pick one. If you want to say, oh, my why is my kids, and soon your kids get sick or get a cold, you want to stop your business? No, you can't do that. So I just remind them of their assignment, and I just show, and let's step back from ourselves.
I love that. I love that. What are you building right now that feels bigger than business? Something that you feel like it's legacy. Is there anything you're working on now that's...
Yes, I'm working on the Purpose Warriors community. This is a movement.
Okay.
This is bigger than me.
Mm.
I didn't even, when I did this 5 years ago when I started my business, I didn't even think I would be in this space. And so the Purpose Warriors is a movement where I'm helping individuals build wealth, developing leaders, developing their purpose. I am a purpose coach. I don't just teach you on how to get money. I want you to have purpose. Mm-hmm. We all have purpose. We were put here for a purpose. God birthed purpose. So what is your purpose? What does it look like? I have a course called Taking Your Passion to Profit and walking you through what your purpose looks like.
Mm.
And so just really creating generational wealth, creating that strong faith,
mm-hmm.
and also creating that business that you so desire. And guess what? We're going to be happy to do this together and travel the world together.
Yes, so, yeah. I love it. And sometimes purpose... people get wrapped up in, oh, I don't know my purpose. I'm trying to find it. Da, 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 da. But it'll come. It's that passion. It's whatever it gives you joy, and that you wake up and you want to do it again, and it doesn't feel like work,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the purpose. And I have a hoodie that I created, Women in Empowerment hoodie. We were all created on purpose for a greater purpose.
Yes,
so created on
I love
purpose
it.
For a greater purpose. Super dope. I love it.
Yeah, I love that.
So let's get into the flawless fact. What is something interesting about you? It could be fun, funny, something you want the audience to know about Ms. Watanata.
Waniata.
Oh! Yes.
The one thing that people can know about me is I love to eat.
To love to eat. Okay.
I love me some good food. I love to travel. I love coffee.
Coffee, okay.
I love coffee. I am not, and I love runway modeling. I love fashion shows and all that. So that's a fun fact about me. But yeah, I don't like shopping for clothes, none of that.
Okay,
but
so foodie. You're a big foodie. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I love to eat.
Y'all see, I'm always butchering up her name, so I just call her Miss Carter Foster. Yes, yes. Beautiful name. And in one flawless nugget, what is one tool, one quote, resource, wisdom, something you can give the audience that they can either use or they can give it to a family member or a coworker who, that can inspire them or motivate them or help them get through their next journey in life, you know, get through their next day, actually.
I would, so the thing that I would tell people or that's watching and listening is don't give up on yourself.
Don't give up on yourself.
Don't give those flaws that you have are necessary. Fantasia sing a song that you're necessary.
Yes.
And you are necessary. So don't let anyone kill your dream, your vision, your desire, your purpose, because you are needed for the kingdom, and your flaws is going to take you to your next level. So stay with it.
I love it. Flawless conversations. This is where we at.
Yes.
Let's do it. I love it. So let the people know where they can connect with you, follow you, and learn more about the Purpose Warriors.
Yes. So the Purpose Warriors is a community for travel business owners, entrepreneurs, faith-based leaders, all of it to support your new business, your new endeavors, individuals who are looking for just more. And you kind of stuck and you don't know where to go. And so the Purpose Warriors is to supplement your income by adding a travel business without creating a second job or And also not burning you out when doing so. So we have structures in place to help you to do it all.
I love it. Thank you, Ms. Carter Foster. Thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing the level of clarity, conviction, and purpose to this conversation. What I'm taking away from this conversation is purpose is not something we stumble into, right? It's something we choose, protect, and build with intention. When you face the truth, you build from self-worth. Align your faith with your business and give yourself permission to expand. Not only will you create income, you will create impact, you will create legacy. I'm Tamika Jones, your identity and confidence coach. And this is Flawless Conversations, where your story becomes your power. I'll see you next time.